FM.
The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM. It's The Sod Show with Brian and Peter.
How are you, Brian? Good week?
I'm good.
How's the weather been treating you?
Until 1 o'clock today, wonderful. And then, smash. No dry at all. Soaked, like last Friday.
I think it's just been a problem then for the gardeners is the honest answer. I think it's been a bit contrary, I would suggest. If you're trying to spray, if you're trying to spread fertilizer, if you're trying to cut grass, if you had plans on cutting grass, then I think it'd be, you would have had trouble. You would have had a little bit of trouble.
Peter, what have we got on today's programme?
A couple of unusual things coming up this week. We've an interview with a lovely lady and good friend called Gráinne Walker. Gráinne is from DTE Inc. That's Down to Earth. And there is an event happening this Sunday in a park in Dublin City Centre. I say a park. It's called Wolfetone Park, just near Jervis Street. We also have Fiona Nulon, who you spoke to at Bloom in the Park. I know Bloom is a little bit past, but the reason you got talking to him is because it was to do with the
Asthma Society.
That's right.
They had a garden there.
We felt it was a little bit better to take a stand back, give it a little bit of a pause, because it did get its fanfare day, you might say, during Bloom. But I think it's important on some things like this to make a little bit of a visit back to them and give a little bit of a space to itself.
And this particular recording, it's about a garden that I find the concept very special, because what it means, if you get the booklet from the Asthma Society, which is mentioned in the interview, that anybody who's got an allergy can consider getting into gardening. It shouldn't be a barrier. If you check out the right kind of plants, the non-pollen heavy stuff and the female-to-female plants in the garden.
Well, I think the one point we've tried to make in the Sod Show over the last while, and it's something that you might say some have been a little bit critical of, is that we don't spend enough time on the very horticultural elements of the show. I think number one is that I think what both of us have tried to encourage is, number one, get people outside, and number two, if you do get outside, then you might look at this or you might look at that. But you're right, there is a particular point for people who do have allergies where it can be a little bit tougher, even if you're not into the gardening, to try and get into it.
Okay, so while you're listening to that, if you want to text us, it's 087-977-1032, and we're on Twitter, #SodShow is the Twitter hashtag. Let's get into the Dublin City FM TARDIS. Go back 3 weeks to the Phoenix Park. This is Bloom in the Park. We're with Siobhan McCarthy, Asthma Society. Your communications officer for them. And your garden is called what?
The garden is called the Treat Not Trigger Asthma and Allergy Friendly Garden that the Asthma Society of Ireland created for Bloom this year.
You would think that gardening and asthma don't mix, but you're telling people that is not true.
Yes. Well, basically, we came up with the concept. Board Bia wanted us to do the garden for people with asthma and allergies. We got a garden designer, an outreach horticulturist called Fiona Nulon from Inspiring Gardens. He designed the garden, and the garden is designed, it's landscaped in the shape of a lung, and all the plants around it are low allergy rated plants. They're female plants who don't produce pollen, and there's lots of little tricks in the garden, you know, lots of bird feeders to encourage wildlife into the garden. They clean the garden, they take away insects. Insect dander is a common asthma and allergy trigger, and they also take away dead leaves, which break down into dust, which is a common trigger as well. So we basically wanted to tackle the misconception that most people with asthma and allergies can enjoy gardening if they know how to plant the right garden.
This thing, I'm amazed, this all-female garden. You should get an award just for that. But you did get an award. You got silver.
We got a silver. We got a silver, which I know it sounds, we're not being greedy, but we did. We wanted to get a gold, but we are really happy. And the best part about winning the silver medal as well is the people that have come up to the garden and visit the garden, everyone says it's their favourite. It's the one garden here with the most flowers and the most colour, and it's a very pretty, you know, feminine garden. And Fionn, the garden designer, wanted people to fall in love with this garden, and it is the type of garden that you want to take home.
It is, and it is something from here. This looks a bit like a heart shape.
It's a lung. It's the shape of a lung. Yeah, it's the shape of a lung. It's a clean granite. The type of granite is very bright and clean. We wanted to show a clean lung, a healthy lung. And then all in the intricacies of the lung are all the little, the beautiful, allergy-friendly, colourful flowers.
There are a couple of confused bees on some of the plants, and that they can get on with their buzzing around. How can you detect, you know, what is the best way? Have you got a list of plants that are...
Yes, you know? Yes. The bees actually are at the foxgloves, because the foxgloves are allergy friendly even though they have pollen, because the pollen is heavy and sticky and the bees take the pollen away and it doesn't disperse into the air, so the air is still allergy friendly. We have a full list of every single plant in this garden on asthmasociety.ie on the homepage, and also we have a Gardening with Asthma and Allergies booklet, and there's a list in there, and you can download that for free from asthmasociety.ie, or you can call us and we'll post it out to you.
And we'll put links on our own show's blog and website. Siobhan, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you for visiting our garden today. Thanks.
I'm with Fionn O'Nuaillean at the Asthma Society's garden Treat Not Trigger. And you're the guy who decided what goes in here.
I am. I mean, even it's based on the title, Treat Not Trigger. We wanted the garden to be a treat and not trigger any asthmatic attack or hay fever attack. So your selection is kind of confined in a way to what plants would have low or no pollen. But yet we were able to include floral abundance, because just because you have a condition doesn't mean that your life should be impeded or confined in any way. So we wanted to show that in the full array of plants that we could have. And the garden is very floriferous. It's probably the most floriferous garden at bloom yet. Yeah, and especially at this year's show, everybody is commenting on how much colour and how much flowers are in the garden. And that's a big shock to people who come with asthma or with hay fever and think, wow, I didn't think I could include so much. I thought it had to be all hard landscaping and a kind of a sterile atmosphere. But it doesn't have to be. There are many tricks that you can employ to increase your plant range. In the first instance, there's a system called Opals, which was developed by an American horticulturalist called Leo Ogren. And it's kind of the Richter scale for pollen. So it goes from 1 to 10 based on severity. And included in the severity is fragrance as well. So what we've done is we've picked plants from that list that are 2 or under. So they're very, very low. And then to flush out that list and make it even fuller, we selected plants that have long corolla. So anything with a bell-shaped flower or a trumpet-shaped flower, by its very mechanism, the pollen stays inside the plant. It's not blown out into your breathable atmosphere on windy days. And bees, when they move inside, the pollen is so sticky that it adheres to the bee and the bee removes it from your garden. So the more bee-pollinated plants you have in your garden, the less pollen you'll actually will have, because the bees are escorting that pollen out and away.
They're taking it away. Being all female and low in pollen, does it suffer in kind of keeping itself going and sustaining itself?
Not at all. I mean, this garden is designed, again, one of the things with asthma and with allergies is that really the treat aspect to come in and enjoy and it to be a restorative, recuperative space is that you would not have to do too much weeding, just a small bit of deadheading. Everything here is a perennial. Everything here has been grown on by Irish growers, so they're all readily available in all your garden centres. And it's that notion of once you have perennial plants in your garden, it's year in, year out.
Fionn, it's absolutely wonderful. What was it like to get the silver?
Oh, it was wonderful. It's always great to get a Bloom Award. Considering all of the complications this year with Bloom in terms of the royal visit impeding access, and then Obama came and that impeded access, I mean, in total, we had probably 14 days to build the garden, which is the shortest ever you would get. Most times you would get 3, 4, maybe even 5 weeks to build a garden. So we were really under pressure this year. So you're kind of worrying from the start, am I going to even get it up to the standard of a medal, let alone a prestigious award such as a silver?
It's a wonderful story, the way that you've worked with the society and in practice put something in place that people, there's probably people who aren't here today who are just don't want to be around a lot of pollinated plants.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, people have heard of it on the radio, they've seen it on television, they've seen it in the paper, and they've come in specifically to see what is here, what can I do. And people are amazed by how much you can do. I mean, the asthma message is a really important message, because it's not just whether you have asthma or your child has asthma, but limiting the amount of pollen in your garden benefits anybody in the community. Whoever walks by your house who may have asthma or hay fever, they're reaping the benefit of you making a decision to just include a few low pollen plants.
Finian, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM's Sod Show on a Friday afternoon.
Almost tripped yourself up there, Brian.
And I nearly slipped in the rain, that's what it was. It's so wet here in the Sod Show today. Bloom, oh, what a... I nearly got sunburnt that day. That's only 3 weeks ago.
Well, you don't... I won't say you don't get out much in the... You don't get out much, but you actually don't get out much.
Not in the sunshine.
Well, I think you've done two outdoor events since the Sod Show started. One has been the Hedgerow Society.
And I got burnt.
And you got burnt, and the other's been Bloom.
Absolutely. I should stay in the dark in studios.
Like a bat.
Or offices. Just tell me about what we were hearing there. All female gardens, are you supportive of them?
110% supportive of all females, Brian, I think is the answer to that one. No, there were some nice points that Fionn made in there. I did, and I have to say, whether this is a garden that suits people with allergies or not, to be honest, there is more that Irish gardeners en masse could take from this than we realise. And there was a couple of points Fionn made there which should be applauded. The big one was the use of Irish growers solely. And that is a huge, huge thing considering the weather that we had last year, the two beatings, you might say, with low temperatures. But supporting Irish growers is a huge, huge thing which should be an absolutely applauded 110%. And to think that one can produce a garden that beautiful, as you commented, you know, with solely Irish plants. So it is possible, and it's nice to have an exemplary little space like that in the Phoenix Park, an award-winning space built with nothing but Irish plants. Other than that, I did like the point that he made on the fact that, again, something we can all take a little bit from is the point where it wasn't all hard landscaping and it wasn't all decking. And I don't want to misquote Fionn on this, but it wasn't all hard landscaping and decking and so forth. And I did like the return to perennial Irish plants.
There you
Brilliant.
Go.
Yes.
You can get that booklet from the Asthma Society's website. I'd recommend you type it into Bing or Google or your favourite AltaVista search engine. You know, check it out and see what's on the list of plants that you can get.
Yes, and indeed, and on the line we have live talking to us Grainne Walker. Grainne, how are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
Grainne, for those who are listening, can you just explain to people where you're from, what you do, who you're working with, etc.?
I'm from a company called Down to Earth, which is a theatre and education and event management company. And primarily we create events in the city in association with Dublin City Council, and the premise of our events is to animate key civic spaces.
So the one that's on this weekend, disclaimer, I am involved in this gig, but
you
the one that's on this weekend in Dublin City Centre is in Wolfetone Park. Can you explain to people, number one, where it is and a little bit about that space?
Okay, Wolfetone Park is located at the side there of the Jervis Street Shopping Centre, and beside the church barn venue. It is what I would consider, and I'll probably get into trouble for saying this, it is quite a grey space. So the idea is that we animate that civic space using planting workshops and performance. And it's a free event, and there will be loads of colour at it. And that's the idea, that if you create an event that has colour, that is free, we will start getting people back into the city centre.
And what is planned for the weekend, Grainne?
For Sunday, starting at 12 o'clock, we have a number of planting workshops with your good self. And we also have some walk-in circus workshops for families, so mum, dads, aunts and uncles can learn how to stilt walk and juggle. We have a 24-piece barbershop troupe, which are going to entertain by singing. And we have 15 market stalls, which will sell food, artisan products, plants. So it'll be a very busy space because it's actually quite a small space. But as I said, it is quite a kind of a grey space.
One of the spaces we worked in before together, Grainne, was in Smithfield. And I remember at the time, and I mean, it was all about greening up and brightening up. But the big thing I noticed, and I remember doing a little quick QIK video on it, was that of all of the apartment balconies that I could see in Smithfield along the cobbled areas, I think I spotted two window boxes there.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, what a bit of a shame. And there was actually a couple of lengths of plastic hedging nearby, which kind of is a little bit cheating.
Yeah,
Is that kind of where you're leaning towards?
Well, the whole idea for this event came from an event that myself and Shane O'Doherty, my business partner, created called Urban Garden, which was the event that you were wonderful at with us. And, well, the idea was you took a place like Smithfield, which I have to say is currently being regenerated yet again, which is so grey, and it's got concrete on all sides of it, and no foliage, no grass, the odd planter. And when we saw it, it was just grey, and somebody said to me, you know, even the pigeons don't come here. And that just said a lot for the space. And the space, which is a huge space, and it can be quite a hard space to work, was just so grey that you thought, why would people come down here? It doesn't have a natural footfall, unlike Wolfetone Park. You need to create something and create events on a regular basis.
Grainne, Brian here, the armchair gardener on the Sod Show. Wolfetone Park, old Dubliners like myself will go, where is that? Is that the graveyard that used to be beside the PMPA offices?
It is, yeah, right beside Jervis Street Shopping Centre, it is, yeah.
And what
do they
do?
The gravestones are actually on the back wall.
Right, they moved the gravestones, so they cleared the ground and moved...
Yeah, it used to be a park.
Right.
But I think because it had so much footfall that it was thought it would be a better idea to change the ground. So that it's now a gravel space.
Right.
And
it's a pretty busy area.
It depends. If the sun is shining, it's busy. But it's a very great... It's not... The area around it is very busy because you've got the shops, you've got the church, bar and restaurant. But that actual space, if you go down to it... Any other day, it's not utilised the way it should be used, the way our civic spaces need to be used.
Is it lacking a kind of a central feature permanently that you know people can congregate at?
Well, I think if you put a permanent feature in there, you won't be able to do great events there.
Right.
You'd be very restricted. But I think if you have events that come in on a regular basis or just markets there on a regular basis, it will add colour. Performers will congregate down there. You know, it can become a little like a small Covent Garden type space.
And is the idea, Grainne, that, you know, like whether you live in a two-bed semi-D or whether you live in the apartment, is the idea that everybody in Dublin will take something home from this? I mean, I used to have this theory in my head, and I used to say regularly at the end of my blog posts going back years ago that if everybody in Ireland planted one tree... tomorrow, wouldn't it be a beautiful country? Is the idea to analogise to maybe city living or urban living, as the title is rightly called, is it that if everybody kind of planted one hanging basket or one window box, that maybe wouldn't it be an absolutely wonderful country?
Absolutely. That's the absolute premise of this event. If you plant a seed, you can watch it grow. You know, children love watching things grow. The idea is that, you know, you can have different kinds of seeds, which will attract different kinds of wildlife to your balcony or to your back garden or your front garden or whatever little space that you have. So there's constant life around you.
When's it on, Grainne?
It's on this Sunday from 12 till 6.
12 to 6. And if you turn up throughout the day, you'll see everything happening, rolling through the day.
Absolutely, and you'll see the wonderful Peter Donegan in person.
And if people want to find out more, Grainne, where can they go to?
Well, they can ring us here at 408-9750, or if they key in Urban Living into Facebook, all the details are on that as well.
Excellent. Grainne Walker, thank you so much.
Peter Donegan, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. 103.2 Dublin City FM. You know where to go on Sunday now. We've put something in your diary. Put it down to, you heard it on the Sod Show. What we're going to do is go for our song of the week. Have you heard this?
No, Brian. This is where we have our lovers tiffs.
I blipped this last week sometime with the hashtag Sod Show. So
yeah, but you know you can only listen to it on Spotify.
You can only buy it on Spotify, but the video I blipped, it's on YouTube for free. Yes.
Yes.
It is wonderful. This is coming to you from Denmark, and it's a first here on Dublin City FM from a 2010 album, Golden Sea. This is an artist with the title Our Broken Garden, and the song is called Garden Grow. Our Broken Garden, Garden Grow from the LP Golden Sea 2010. Last week's Song of the Week, we played Henrietta Game, and they were having an LP launch on the Jeannie Johnson on the docks.
They were in their eye.
We got the week wrong.
We're
it's today.
Aye. No.
Aye, aye, Captain, it's today.
It is today. Instead of last week.
Will you go today?
Are you asking me out, Brian?
I'm asking you out, Peter.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Back to gardening stuff, and it's nearly come to the end of our show. What I need to get, I don't want to say get across, but what I was doing this week in my garden, and you can choose to do a little bit of it. If you wish, I have all of them details with some instructional videos on the blog. That's blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. The easy peasy, chucky cheesy bits I was doing, Brian, were growing beetroots. You should give this a go. I grew them in some old cavity blocks.
Okay.
Absolutely beautiful. Other thing that I will be doing this weekend, I'll be planting some strawberries, some lettuce seeds.
Beetroot, bigger than a potato. Is it like a sweet
Brian,
potato?
Small.
No, small. Onion.
Can somebody send via Twitter, hashtag at Sod Show, a picture of a beetroot with maybe a pen beside it so Brian knows how big one is?
Only seen them in a jar, sorry.
This is disgraceful. What? Are you serious? You could grow one in a jar.
I could grow one in a jar, okay.
Grow your own, save yourself money, Brian. Have you never heard the strap line? Spinach beets as well. Another really easy one to do. Broad beans, peas. I'm also going to be sowing some bedding plant seeds, some packets that I had last year. They're still in the freezer next to the baby food.
What I must do is actually read your blog rather than just shout it out every week. It's actually spend some time looking at it and reading the words and looking at the pictures on your blog.
I was also growing, cropping my blackcurrants for those who are following my Twitter thingamajigs.
Your own or on the hedgerows of
other people? No. Blackcurrants as versus like the fruiting berries that grow off of vines or brambles.
So where do they grow?
On a bush in my garden. Do you
photo instruction, please?
You have zero plants in your garden, as by the way.
I do. I don't own any if they are there and they got there illegally.
I would love if you checked your Twitter stream after this and there was 5,000 pictures of a beetroot next to a Pion Louis or a Biro.
Current colour of brine green beetroot.
Yeah, the other thing I've been doing is fertilising my lawn as well. I put a nice little drop out of it. The only thing is that the rain came down and the growth of grass this week has just about gone through the roof. It has been so dry for so long and all of a sudden, bam, up she comes. I've never seen that like it before. I will be cutting the grass if it's dry this weekend for the first time in 4 days.
This week's Park Life was Wolfetone Park. Next week's Park Life, we're going to do Marley Park.
Marley Park. Is that Southside?
It's Southside.
I wonder do Southsiders listen to the show. We need a Russell Carroll Kelly type interview on the side.
We want more texts from the Southside. 087-977-1032. Another show, Peter.
You'll find us on iTunes and also on the blog. That's blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. Take care, folks. Have a great weekend. The great outdoors.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.